It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
We're rolling into week three of the high school football season, and it has been a wild ride for the first 2 weeks. We're also rolling into week one of the college football season. The NFL kicks off next week, so we are in full gear for football season. It seems like to me that this offseason was a lot longer than what a normal offseason feels like, but it is back, and so here we go. I'm going to get you updated with scores that occurred from last week. Talk a little bit about those games. Before we do that, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden House Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so last week we had several games going on, and it was chaos all over South Georgia in particular, as there were a ton of delays due to the weather, mostly due to lightning. Everywhere. Some games got pushed to Saturday. Glenn and Richmond Hill didn't play until dang Monday. There were games that didn't get over until midnight on Friday night. It was insane. The amount of disturbance across South Georgia that front pushed through. Just a nutty, nutty Friday night. So one score that stunned me: Athens Academy and Savannah Country Day. Athens Academy 28 rock over Savannah Country Day. Blown away. I thought Savannah Country Day was better. I thought that Savannah Country Day would actually win that game. I thought it would be close. And Athens Academy just completely blasted them. Warner Robins and Fayette County 53-0 winners. Warner Robins, they've got a big showdown with their crosstown rival, Northside Warner Robins. Of course, you know, they share that stadium, so there's not really a home field advantage for either team. Lanier County and Berrien. Berrien has looked pretty good so far. You know, they are traditionally an afterthought in the high school football world. 47-21 winners over Lanier County, and they are looking like they might not be too bad of a football team. Camden going through that Florida leg of their schedule. They'll play a bunch of no names from Florida, or at least maybe a couple of decent teams. They beat Eastlake out of Florida 57-33. You might see Camden later on the show in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Lowndes 56-0 winners over Mount Zion. I don't know that I'm surprised that Lowndes blew out Mount Zion. Thought maybe Mount Zion would score. But this is pretty much what I expected. Valdosta 60-14 winners over Mundy's Mill. That's spot on. I mean, like, if you were going to pick a score for that game, it would be 60-14, and that's exactly what they did. Buford and Benedictine, that was a much hyped game, right? Benedictine, who of course is allowed to recruit. Buford has got all sorts of talent that transfers in from Atlanta all over the Atlanta area. Buford, of course, one of the premier programs in the entire country, not just the state. And Benedictine has been no slouch themselves. I thought that game would be a little closer. 42-14, Buford destroyed Benedictine. Wayne County and Brunswick High, we talked about games that were really interrupted by the weather. This was one of them. Over an hour delay due to lightning on the Brunswick High and Wayne County game. Brunswick 35-10 winners in what really just felt like a very discombobulated, disconjointed game. There was really no flow. It just seemed clunky. It was a clunky game, I felt like, for both teams. I was at that game. Houston at Effingham. Look, this surprises me. Effingham, I didn't think, would be able to. Houston won the game 56-42. I expected Houston to beat Effingham by, I don't know, 56-28, 56-21, something, you know, 49-20, something like that. Effingham hung in 56-42. And now I'm looking at that region, that coastal Georgia plus the Augusta schools region, which, you know, you look at Brunswick High as the favorite to win that region. Defensively, they struggled against Camden in the scrimmage. They struggled against Ware. Yeah, they held Wayne to 10 points, but again, a very weird lightning-delayed game. And Effingham, 56-42, hanging in with Houston. We're going to find out. I think those two teams play in a couple of weeks, Effingham and Brunswick, that is. Statesboro and Veteran. Statesboro coming off of that big win over Southeast Bullock, all the momentum in the world. And I said it. I said, look, I don't know what you are, Statesboro. Here is your opportunity to show us that you are what we want you to be, what you want to be. High school football is better if Statesboro is good. They hung in with Veterans, but they went down ultimately 29-22. I think they had the lead late in that game, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, boy. A huge, big-time rivalry game over in the Swamp last week. Ware County and Coffey, two teams that were in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, and the Ware County Gators come out on top 24-14 in the latest edition of that rivalry. Here's a stunner. Northside Warner Robins 13, Baldwin 18. If you saw that coming, then you need to be starting to place bets on college football and the NFL, because I don't know too many people that thought Baldwin was going to beat Northside Warner Robins, and they did. Savannah Christian, no surprise, 28-12 winners over New Hampstead. Peach County 27-6 over Perry. That's a little surprising. The score, not the Peach won, but the score is a little surprising that game wasn't more competitive. Toombs and Daugherty, 12-6 Toombs winners over Daugherty. Oh my gosh, that must have been brutal to watch offensively. A 12-6 game in high school football. Holy cow. Beach, talking about that, 7-0 in a defensive struggle between the Beach Bulldogs and the Savannah Blue Jackets. Defense. Those two programs, of course, known statewide for defense. Beach 7-0 winners over Savannah. West Laurens 49-0 over Groves. Windsor Forest 19-6 over Brantley. I really thought Brantley would win that game. Things are not going so hot in Caney Bay. The early loss to Charlton, a game that I thought they could win, and now a 19-6 loss to Windsor Forest. Windsor Forest ain't Charlton. No shame in losing to Charlton. 19-6 Windsor Forest over Brantley. Aquinas, and I didn't see this score either, 38-7 over Bryan County. I thought Bryan County was going to be much more competitive in that game. They were not. Coosa Christian, of course, coached by Rush Propst, made their trip over to Blackshear to play the Pierce County Bears. They suffered the fate that most folks suffer when they go play in the Bears' den. They lost. Pierce 20, Coosa Christian 7. Metter and Tatnall 21-19. Metter winners in a game that was much closer than I thought. Bacon and Telfair. Bacon 17-14 winners. Watch out for Bacon. Worth County 28-0 over Irwin. What's going on with Irwin? They are getting blasted early on by these really good teams, and I don't think they stink, but they are just getting dominated early on. Big-time rivalry game in Emanuel County over in Swainsboro. The ECI Bulldogs take the 11-mile trip to Swainsboro to play the Swainsboro Tigers. Swainsboro coming off the big win over Dublin. They beat ECI in the rivalry game 27-13. Screven 28-8 winners over Vidalia. Huge game between Charlton and MCA. MCA was ahead in this game. Charlton found a way to pull it out. 40-36 winners over MCA. Clinch 21-13 winners over Wilcox. That was a really good game. Tift County, watch out for the Blue Devils. 22-0 winners over Gadsden, Florida. Tift is 2-0 on the season. West Nassau, one of those games that got shortened by lightning. They actually played, I think, maybe a half, and then they called it. 14-7 winners over Frederica. Bullock Academy, 34-0 over Claxton. I've said it before, if you need a get-right game, look up the number for the Claxton Tigers right now. Things are not very good over there. Richmond Hill, 21-0 winners over Glenn Academy as they christened their brand-new stadium. They're at brand-new facilities. They had to do it on Monday. Didn't get the whole shebang of being able to do it on a Friday night in front of, you know, I think that stadium seats like 6,000 or 7,000 now. It would have been great if they could have done it on the Friday night, but the weather would not allow them. But they still christened the stadium with a 21-0 win over the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, which is interesting to me that the Terriers got shut out. Might talk a little bit later about that.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. As we head into week three of the high school football season, here are some key matchups from around South Georgia. Big-time rivalry game over in Jessup as Appling County pays a visit to JC Stadium to take on the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Southeast Bullock swings over to Savannah to take on the Islands. Frederica welcomes rival Valwood to the Bloody Marsh on St. Simons. While up in Warner Robins, Northside and Warner Robins renew acquaintances in a big-time rivalry game. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897 and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets, and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
We got some big changes in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Five teams drop out of the rankings, which means we're going to have five new participants get into the rankings for the first time this season. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the Southern Sports Edition.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options as well. New state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off Highway 82, exit 29 in Brunswick. 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. All right, so like I said, we've got five new participants into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So let's go ahead and get to that. Go ahead and cue the music. All right, producer on spot. All right, so out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings this week, the Long County Blue Tide, out. The Frederica Academy Knights, out. The Coffee County Trojans, gone. Colquitt County Packers, you're out. And the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane also fall out of the rankings. Getting into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the first time this season, a team that does not make very many appearances in the rankings, 2-0 with a 22-0 win over Gaston, Florida last week, the Tift County Blue Devils. Get into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 9, with a 40-26 win over MCA, who I think is very, very good. I didn't think Charlton County would beat MCA. They did. They earn their way to the number 9 spot, the Charlton County Indians, this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 8, very tough game. Two big wins starting early in the year. The Clinch County Panthers, 21-13 winners over Wilcox. They lock up the number 8 spot. At number 7, falling 4 spots. They were 3 last week. They fall to 7. They won their game 57-33. Gave up 33 points to East Lake. That's probably why the formula had them fall. I don't pick these teams randomly. I've told you, there's a formula that factors in a whole bunch of stuff, and then it spits these rankings out. It dropped Camden from 3 to 7. At number 6, moving up 3 spots from 9 to 6, 56-0 winners over Mount Zion, the Lowndes County Vikings. Check in at number 6. At number 5, moving up 2 spots from 7 to 5 with a 28-0 win over Irwin County, Worth County comes in at number 5. At number 4, staying exactly where they were last week, holding strong at number 4 with a 60-14 win over Mundy's Mill, the Valdosta Wildcats. The only team, if I'm not mistaken, the only team from that region 1-6A, the only team that's not in is Richmond Hill. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's right. Oh, Colquitt. Yeah, Colquitt fell out. They were in and then they fell out. Their game got canceled because of all that lightning stuff. Formula is unforgiving. It is unsympathetic. At number 3, at 2-0, with a 34-0 blasting of the Claxton Tigers. The Bullock Academy Gators check in at number 3. At number 2, moving up 3 spots. By the way, Bullock Academy, that's where they debut in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Formula likes them a lot at number 3. At number 2, with a 27-14 win over rival Emmanuel County Institute, the Swainsboro Tigers move up 3 spots to the number 2 spot in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, which leads us to the number 1 team this week with a 28-14 winner over another huge rival in their own right. The Coffee County Trojans go down 28-14 to the Ware County Gators, and the Ware County Gators move up from 2-1 to secure the number 1 spot this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. I think Fitzgerald, who was number 1 last week? Yeah, Fitzgerald was number 1 last week. Last week we had Fitzgerald 1, 2 was Ware, 3 was Camden, 4 Valdosta, 5 was Swainsboro, 6 was Colquitt, 7 Worth, 8 Coffee, 9 Lowndes, 10 Frederica in a tie with Long County. Frederica and Long County both tied at number 10. So this week, let's recap, shall we? At number 10, Tiff County, 9 Charlton County, 8 Clinch, 7 Camden, 6 is Lowndes, 5 is Worth County, 4 Valdosta, 3 Bullock Academy, 2 Swainsboro, and the number 1 team this week, and they have shown me a lot, or they've shown the formula a lot. Not me, because, again, I don't pick these teams. The formula does. The number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, powered by the formula, the Ware County Gators. Again, falling out, Fitzgerald, Colquitt, Coffee, Frederica, and then both of those teams that were tied at 10 both fall out. Frederica and Long County, they both fall out of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. We inch closer to High School Football Week 3. We're going to preview the games right on the other side of the break.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Welcome to Adobo Queens Restaurant, Brunswick's first and only authentic Filipino restaurant. Lumpia, pancit, and of course adobo chicken and pork. Take the short drive over and come on in. 6110 Altama Avenue, Suite 115, right next door to Kia. Or call ahead and order 912-456-3119. Or order online at adobo queens menu fy.com. Take out or dine in available for lunch or dinner. Brunswick's newest sensation, Adobo Queens.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Football season is finally here, and whether you cheer for the red and white, blue and gold, or the green and gray, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered for your team's colors and logos. So come on in and let Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff help you show your team spirit. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
Week three, we are just mere minutes away from week three. Well, I guess it depends on if you're listening online at thesouthernsportsedition.com, you're more than minutes away. If you're listening for one of our affiliates statewide, yeah, you are minutes away from the beginning of week three of the high school football, high school football week three. So we're just about there, and so we're going to preview some of these games. Cue the music. A little late on that, but you know what? We'll get better, right? We'll get better. Nothing wrong with being able to improve. All right. One of the bigger games in the state, big-time rivalry game, Northside Warner Robins at Warner Robins. They share that stadium, so, you know, it is what it is. Give me Warner Robins, and I don't think this game's going to be close. I think Warner Robins destroys Northside. Of course, Warner Robins looked great last week. Northside lost to Baldwin, in my opinion, a little bit of a stunner. Long County at Johnson. Give me Long to stay undefeated as they are trying to work their way back into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Porter God at Savannah Country Day. I don't know anything about anything pertaining to Porter God. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. I have no idea where the school is even from. Give me Savannah Country Day at home over Porter God. West Broward at Camden. Camden again in that stretch of those Florida games where they will pretty much demolish every single team that comes to Chris Gilman in this Florida stretch of their schedule. Give me Camden over West Broward. Colquitt at North Gwinnett. This is going to be a good football game on the road. We'll see what the Colquitt County Packers are made of. I'm still picking Colquitt. I like them to win the football game. Central Gwinnett at Lowndes. I have said this a million times. I will probably say it a million more. One of the toughest places to win in the entire country in high school football is the Concrete Palace. I have seen some crazy stuff go down inside of the Concrete Palace. Central Gwinnett's going to find out that it's a tough place to win. Give me Lowndes at home. Everglades, Florida at Richmond Hill. They get to look at all of that brand newness over in Richmond Hill up in Bryan County. Give me Richmond Hill to beat Everglades. Tift at Lee. Well, Tift got into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings this week. A 2-0 start. It was nice while it lasted, Blue Devils. You ain't beating Lee in Lee. Give me Lee County. Daugherty at Valdosta. Daugherty, good luck. Maybe Valdosta will turn the ball over 6 times. Good luck. Give me Valdosta. Berkmar at Peach. Give me Peach County. Effingham at New Hampstead. A big-time game next week with Effingham and Brunswick. We'll see if maybe Effingham is looking past New Hampstead. And I told you a little bit ago, Effingham hung in with Houston. This game is a game where they should blow out New Hampstead if they are what they look like against Houston. I guess we'll find out. The last thing that I want to see for Effingham is for A, them to lose this game, or B, win this game like 21-19. Because then I don't know what I got. I don't know what I got in Effingham. I'll take Effingham to win the football game on the road at New Hampstead. South Effingham at Toombs. Give me Toombs County. Coffee trying to rebound off of the loss to Ware at Columbia, Florida. Give me Coffee. Perry at Houston. I'll take Houston to beat Perry. Benedictine at Burt, give me BC to rebound over the thrashing they took from Buford. Weir County at Bainbridge, the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings, the Weir County Gators. I think they keep rolling. They beat Bainbridge on the road. Appling at Wayne. This is a very intriguing game to me because both of these teams have not looked very well early on. I think both of these teams are trying to get their footing underneath them. As much has been made about everything going on in Wayne County with the Yellow Jackets, Appling hadn't looked that great early on either. Is there a chance? Remember, Wayne's at home. Appling's coming to Jessup. That the first win that the Wayne County Yellow Jackets could get since 2023 would be against their big-time rival, the Appling County Pirates. I won't be stunned. Yes, I will. I would be stunned if that happened. I'll take Appling. Oceanside Collegiate Academy, South Carolina at Calvary Day. It doesn't matter where they're from. They're going to lose at Calvary Day. Groves at Jenkins. Those Savannah schools. You know what? Give me Jenkins. Southeast Bullock at the Island. Southeast Bullock taking a short trip over to play one of those Savannah schools, then the Island Sharks. Give me Southeast Bullock to rebound after that loss a couple weeks ago to Statesboro. Windsor Forest at Liberty. Give me Liberty at home. Even though Windsor Forest is coming off the win over Brantley, still give me Liberty at home to knock them off. North Clayton at West Laurens. West Laurens looked really good last week. Give me West Laurens to win the football game. Fitzgerald at Crisp. Give me Fitzgerald to beat Crisp on the road. Pierce County makes a trip to Caney Bay where the Brantley County Herons, big-time rivalry game. They're ready for the Pierce County Bears. They're fired up to score a huge No. I'm sorry, Herons. It's going to be a long year. Pierce is going to come over and drub you. Give me Pierce County. Big. Vidalia at Tatnall. Big, big rivalry game. Give me Tatnall at home in this game. It doesn't get any more bad bloody. Is that a word? Bad bloodier? I don't know. This is going to be a great game is what I'm saying. Big time rivalry game. A lot of heat going to be in this game. Give me Tatnall at home. Trutland at Bacon. Give me Bacon to win the football game. Telfair at Berrien. I said this a minute ago. Berrien has looked a lot better than what we're used to seeing Berrien look like. I like Berrien to win this game at home. They would be 2-1. Jeff Davis at Charlton. Okay, Charlton, we see you. You are 2-0. You beat MCA last week, and nobody that knew anything about college football except for the folks down in Folkston thought that you would win that game. You did. And here you are at 2-0, a good Jeff Davis team heading to the swamp to play the Indians down there. We'll see what Charlton has made. Beating MCA was enough for me. I'm picking Charlton. Charlton gets to 3-0. They beat Jeff Davis. Dooley at Worth County. Give me Worth County at home. Dooley has played really well so far, but give me Worth. I really like Worth County. East Laurens at Bleckley County. Good gracious, I don't know. Give me Bleckley at home. Southwest Macon at Dublin. Dublin trying to get themselves right. That early season loss to Swainsboro. I think this is the first time since they've hit the field since. Give me Dublin at home. Savannah Christian at Mount Perrin. Mount Perrin, pack you a lunch. Savannah Christian is going to go in there and blast you. Swainsboro at Metter, another rivalry game for the Swainsboro Tigers. Last week it was ECI. This week it's Metter. Again, like maybe 15, 20 miles between the two. Metter, of course, Candler County. Metter, for a stretch, there was like a 3 or 4 or 5 year stretch where Metter was elite. And they have come back to earth. They're still a good football program. Swainsboro, a little bit of a down year last year. They have looked great early on. This season, give me the Swainsboro Tigers to go on the road and beat rival Metter. Miller County at Clinch. The Panthers look good. Give me Clinch County at home. Twiggs at Portal. Portal got beat by Bullock Academy. They're not very far away from each other. A few miles separate those two schools. Of course, Bullock is a GISA school. Portal is a GHSA school. Twiggs will head up Highway 80 or head down Highway 80, depending on which way they come, to play the Portal Panthers. Give me Portal to get the W. Valwood at Frederica. Frederica's looked really good. Last week they played West Nassau, a team that most folks thought would just destroy the Knights. Granted, the game was shortened by lightning. 14-7 was the final of that score. I think they only played like two quarters. But the fact that Frederica was in that game, 14-7, even that late in the game. West Nassau, a power in Florida. Frederica, a GISA school. They'll be hosting rival Valwood in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's, or as the St. Simon's folks like to say, under the Oaks. Give me Valwood to go to St. Simon's and win the football game and beat the Frederica Academy Knights, knocking them to 1-2 on the season. I think Valwood is going to be a force to be reckoned with in GISA. What are they, AAA, AA, whatever they are. In the GISA, I think Valwood is legit. I mean, they had a really deep playoff run last year. Yes, they did. Those are your games. And later on in the show, there are a couple of games that I want to talk a little bit more about, big-time games. But those are your games heading into week three of the high school football season. Yeah, week three already. College football, here we come.
Summer is winding down and soon fall will be here, which means fun and football. It also means that you need to get into Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters and Southern Tide for all the fall fashions. Jackets, sweaters, vests, and more. All the brands you love. Johnny O, Duckhead, AFCO, Onward Reserve, and a ton more. Make sure to pick your Georgia Bulldogs attire too. Come on in to Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters and Southern Tide and let us keep your family in style.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
The friendly staff at Golnaz Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golnaz Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golnaz Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
We missed a re last segment, so we're going to have to double up. When I get into high school football, man, like that's the way I'm wired. So you know, not, I'm getting yelled at in the break with the producer. We got to get the I know. My bad. Yeah, it's still my show. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Football season is here, and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture Outlet, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897. Look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. All right, so here we go. We are now heading officially into week one. We've already done week zero of the college football season. Now we're heading into officially week one of the college football season. So let's talk about these dang games. Number 25, Boise State heads to South Florida. Give me Boise State in a blowout. I don't think that's going to be close. Western Illinois at number 12, Illinois and Champaign. Give me Illinois in a no-brainer. Syracuse and Tennessee. Number 24, Tennessee at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Neutral site game. This game's a little interesting to me. I like Tennessee to win the game. I'll take Tennessee to win the game. I feel like this is a game where we're going to learn a lot about – we're going to learn a little bit. We're going to learn a little bit about Tennessee. Number one, Texas at number three, Ohio State. Well, we're just going to jump on into the deep end, and we're going to learn a lot about both of these teams. We're not going to learn a little bit. We're going to learn a lot about Texas and Ohio State. All the hype around Arch Manning. Ohio State's got a good quarterback, too, and Jeremiah Smith. So – I'm picking Texas to win the whole dang thing. So give me Texas to go on the road and beat Ohio State in a horseshoe. Old Dominion at number 20, Indiana. I think this game is close. I do. It doesn't matter who Indiana plays. They don't score a ton of points. Close game, Indiana wins. Marshall at number 5, Georgia. Marshall, thanks for coming. You're going to get blown out. Doesn't matter what the quarterback situation looks like at Georgia, just too much talent everywhere else. And maybe at the quarterback position, too. I mean, question marks at quarterback for Georgia. We'll do that. South Dakota at number 22, Iowa State. I'll take number 22, Iowa State. Nevada at number 2, Penn State. Boy, Penn State, a lot of pressure in Happy Valley. They better win this game big to get everybody on the bandwagon early. I'll take Penn State. Number 8, Alabama at Florida State. Look, Alabama's going to win this football game, but I think this game's going to be closer than what a lot of people think it's going to be. I don't think their offense is going to be very good. I think they're going to be very run-heavy, and at some point, Alabama's going to have to throw the ball down the field, make some throws to win football games. They may not have to do it against Florida State, but at some point to get in the college football playoff, they are. Give me Alabama, 10-13 points. Montana State at number 7, Oregon. Oregon will win the football game handily. Illinois State at number 18, Oklahoma. I still have no idea how Oklahoma is ranked as highly as they are, but I will pick them to win this football game. University of Texas San Antonio at number 19, Texas A&M. Texas A&M in a blowout. North Dakota at 17, Kansas State. Give me Kansas State at home. LIU at number 15, Florida. Florida gets off on the right foot, blows out LIU in the swamp. New Mexico at number 14, Michigan. Yeah, Michigan will look good this week. They will blow out New Mexico, get off on the right foot. Arkansas Pine Bluff at 23, Texas Tech. I like Texas Tech to win big here. Number 9, LSU at number 4, Clemson. Look, I think LSU is going to have a monster year. I'm a believer in Garrett Nussmeier. I think he's going to be the difference for the LSU Tigers. I think he's going to put them on his back. I think he's going to get them into the college football playoff, and it will start by beating the Clemson Tigers in Clemson. Number 9, LSU beats Clemson to start the college football season for both of those schools. Georgia State, boy, Brian Kelly better hope he wins because those opening week losses are beginning to mount. Georgia State at number 21, Ole Miss. Give me Ole Miss to blow out Georgia State. East Texas A&M at 16, SMU. Give me SMU to win the football big. Northern Arizona at number 11, Arizona State. Give me Arizona State. Virginia Tech at South Carolina. It's a tricky game for the Gamecocks. Virginia Tech's a good football team. They're going to come to Columbia. This game's going to be close. I like South Carolina to win the game early here, early in the season. South Carolina wins, but be careful, Gamecocks. Be careful. Number 6, Notre Dame at number 10, Miami. Give me the Hurricanes. I think Carson Beck gets Miami ultimately into the college football playoff. I don't think Carson Beck was the problem at Georgia. I think Carson Beck carried that team on his shoulders. I think, he threw all the interceptions. The Georgia receivers led the country in drops. Carson Beck had to make a lot of throws that he didn't necessarily want to make just to try and move the football down the field. It was all on him last year, and he did a dang good job, Georgia fans. You should be grateful. He's going to do a good job for Miami. They will beat Notre Dame in week one down at Hard Rock Stadium. In the SEC, Central Arkansas at Missouri. Give me Missouri. Auburn at Baylor. Give me Auburn. Mississippi State at Southern Miss. Give me Southern Miss in an upset here. Toledo at Kentucky. Give me Kentucky. Maybe the game's a little closer than what we would expect, but Kentucky wins. Alabama A&M at Arkansas. Arkansas wins. Charleston Southern at Vanderbilt. Give me Vandy. In the ACC, East Carolina at NC State. I've gone back and forth with this. I've got East Carolina circled on my sheet. I'm going to reverse course here. I'm going to take NC State, but this game's really, really close. East Carolina comes real close to pulling an upset. Elon at Duke. Duke wins. Speaking of upsets, here is one. Kennesaw State goes to Wake Forest, and they beat the Demon Deacons. Kennesaw State knocks off Wake Forest. Georgia Tech at Colorado. All of that talent went to the NFL for the Colorado. I think Georgia Tech's going to contend for the ACC. Give me Georgia Tech to beat Colorado. Here's another upset. Coastal Carolina goes to Virginia. Coastal Carolina knocks off the Cavaliers. TCU at North Carolina. Boy, it is. It is. It's interesting. North Carolina. North Carolina beats TCU. Big 12, Jacksonville State at Central Florida in the bounce house. Give me Central Florida at home. And in the Sun Belt, Georgia Southern treks across state to go play Fresno State. I like Georgia Southern to win the football game. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jaxshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun. We're going to preview some big-time high school football for week 3. Other side of the break.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors. This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simons Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, mulletbayrestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Getting yelled at in my headset. Jason, make sure you get the last two reads in. Start this segment with one of the reads. Cool. Got it. We'll do it. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It is more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at Companions for Heroes. .org. Before I jump into some of the more interesting matchups for week three of the high school football season, I just want to touch on this. So I gave up on the Braves a long time ago, right? I just literally could not stomach watching them anymore and lose all these dang games. So yesterday I was just curious and I hopped on Google and I brought up all of their stats. Offense, if you haven't done this, do this. Go and Google the Atlanta Braves 2025 offensive stats. It is embarrassing as far as like the team leaders in average and home runs and RBI. I think the team leader in home runs has 20. And I think that's like Matt Olson and Marcelo. 20 home runs is your team leader. Anyway, it's like that across the board. So if you have a chance, go do that. All right, so one of the bigger matchups in the state, Northside Warner Robins at Warner Robins. All the tradition between those two programs. I think there was a stretch where Warner Robins, not very long ago, won like three straight state championships across two classifications, if I'm not mistaken. Northside does not look very good early on. I don't think this game's going to be competitive. You've got all the pomp and circumstance around this game because of the name brands of the teams. But on the field, it probably won't be too competitive. Look for Warner Robins to blow Northside off the field. Long County at Johnson. I keep saying this, and they've proven me right. They keep taking steps in the right direction. The Long County Blue Tide keep getting better and better and better. I'm waiting for them to kick the door in. This is another game. They're at Johnson, a game that they should win. They got to win this game, and I want to see them win this game big. I want to see them put an exclamation point on this game, something like 42-7. That's what I want to see out of Long in this game. Appling at Wayne, another interesting game to me. Appling hasn't looked that great. We all know that Wayne hasn't looked that great, losing to Glenn and to Brunswick, opening up the season. Not really competitive in either one of those games, and we're not used to seeing the Wayne County Yellow Jackets not be competitive in games. Wayne County has not won a football game since October. You got the forfeit from Appling last year, which I guess counts, but Wayne County has not won a football game since October of 2023, like actually won a game. Could this be, Appling hasn't looked that good, Appling's coming to Jessup, everybody is like really fired up, you know, everybody's like, we got to get better over in Wayne County. Boy, I tell you what, that place will go nuts. JC Stadium will go nuts if Wayne County notches that first win 2025 against their big-time rival, the Appling County Pirates. We'll see if it will happen. Another big game that I want to touch on, Vidalia at Tattnall County. That's going to be a really good one. I think Tattnall County probably has more talent than Vidalia right now. I like Tattnall to win the football game. Jeff Davis at Charlton. Jeff Davis, speed everywhere. Just speed everywhere. You got to be physical to beat MCA because they just pound you. And Charlton found a way to beat them last week. So this is going to be one of those speed versus physicality games, maybe. unlike Charlton, to get it done. Swainsboro at Metter, another big-time rivalry game. Metter, like I said earlier, is kind of taking a step back from being elite, but still really, really good. Metter's going to have Swainsboro at home. They're trying to prove a point. They have their opportunity to beat, in my opinion, one of the better teams in the state in Swainsboro. And Valwood at Fredericka. Boy, that is a big-time rivalry game if there was one in the state. Those two teams have played for state championships before. That game will be in the Bloody Marsh over on St. Simon's or under the Oaks, whichever you prefer. I like that game. I might be at that game. I'm not sure if I'm going to go to Warner Robins and Northside or if I'm going to go to Fredericka and Valwood, but I will be at one of those two games. Week three of high school football. Here we go.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. As we head into week three of the high school football season, here are some key matchups from around South Georgia. Big-time rivalry game over in Jessup as Appling County pays a visit to JC Stadium to take on the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Southeast Bullock swings over to Savannah to take on the Islands. Fredericka welcomes rival Valwood to the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's. While up in Warner Robins, Northside and Warner Robins renew acquaintances in a big-time rivalry game. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.